You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. We are in the outdoor living hour here at Rosie on the House. It's the first Saturday of the month. We start now our third day into March, and the first Saturday of the month means we're talking what's fresh from the farm, local, in-season produce, meats,
all sorts
veggies.
Of fun stuff, yes.
And to do that, we always bring in Julie Murphy, the spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau.
Yes, and in fact, because our two topics today are garlic and wine, I won't jump too far ahead, but if anybody goes to fill your plate and searches for garlic, we even have articles about the health of garlic. So.
Which is actually quite, there was a lot of things in here I didn't know about, you know, the antioxidants that are in garlic. You can use garlic to treat skin sores. You just, I mean, cut it in half, put it right on there, and hold it for as long as you can stand it. That's supposed to help clear it up.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing. And it's neat to know that we've got some garlic farmers here in Arizona on the local level. Any of your retail or small farmers always grow garlic. And so if you have a CAA, a bag that you get on a weekly basis, you're going to have garlic in it, especially right now because they're harvesting. So,
and we've brought in a local garlic grower to talk through it again. Why don't you go ahead and introduce our special guest on the line?
Yes, his name is Frank Martin with Cricket Sky Farms. He's been growing and farming all his life. And in fact, the first time I met him, he was at the table and he was looking through one of his seed catalogs because the guy can grow just about anything. So garlic for him is probably an easy entry point. But Frank Martin with Cricket Sky Farms, and I think we have him on the phone.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
So we're curious about what garlic varieties you're growing this year.
You know, the garlic variety that we're growing this year is called Purple Queen, and it's a heirloom type. It is kind of purplish on the outside, which makes it like a very, very robust type garlic. It's got, you know, it's a very flavorful garlic. And we're actually growing it for Native Seed Search, but we grow some for our own selves and to sell at the farmers markets and to deliver through our CSAs.
Now, why isn't more garlic grown in Arizona? And researching this, it's a hardy enough vegetable that you could grow it up to about, it seemed like about 5,000 feet elevation and down as low as Yuma, where our big, our one commercial grower in the state is. It would seem like you would see more garlic. Is it just...
What's your take on that, Frank?
Okay, well, it grows very, very well, but the thing about garlic is it takes like 9 months to make good garlic. So, you know, you could have a baby in that amount of time. So I think that maybe that's the big thing about it. There's a lot of competition with garlic from China, you know, because you would have to sell the local garlic far.
So the season is kind of long. Yeah, in fact, I kind of studied that, Frank. Correct me if I'm wrong. Sometimes you plant it in the fall, and you're not really harvesting it until the spring. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's like 9 months before it makes a good bulb and dries out and everything. So it does take quite a while. So maybe there may be farmers that will grow a little bit, but they don't want to, you know, grow acres of it for that reason, because it takes a long time to get your investment back.
They have to have the heart and passion of a Frank Martin with Cricket Sky Farms.
Well, there's a lot of the small farmers and all sizes of farmers at the farmers market and stuff that grow garlic. But, you know, we actually sell it like at different stages. So we'll sell it kind of like green garlic, which is, you know, like a big fat, you know, green onion looking thing. And we keep selling it till it's bulbs and then, you know, we dry it out, and then we usually have some all summer long from the garlic that we dry out and keep refrigerated.
Well, and the thing I like about garlic is its versatility, especially if you're an in-home chef and you like to use it a lot. And if you are part of a CSA, community supported agriculture, you're always in season going to have at least one clove of garlic. Well, not clove, but a bunch of garlic in your bag. So it's a real valuable asset to have when you're doing the CSA.
Yes, it is, for sure.
Well, Mr. Martin, why don't you talk to us about y'all's CSA? It sounds like y'all have quite a robust platform.
You know, a CSA, which is Community Supported Agriculture, which is basically means that every week, this is the way that we do it, every week you're going to get like 8 items in your basket or your pickup point of the things that were that are in season at that particular time. So, you know, like this time of the year, maybe it's carrots, cauliflower, broccoli, and, you know, five other things. So we usually do that where we have delivery points throughout the state, all the way down to Tucson and up to Flagstaff, and then several CSAs, probably so in the Phoenix, you know, Phoenix metro area, where we deliver to every week. And usually, what happens is they go to the distribution point with their bag, and it costs $25 a week for the share. But they go to the distribution point with their bag, and it'll say, like, take one head of cauliflower, one bunch of beets, one bunch of carrots, and so-and-so like that. So they'll pick up 8 fresh items every week.
And, Frank, you have an interesting – I mean, kind of historically, you're still a young guy, but historically you were kind of considered one of the ones to really launch CSAs on a pretty big scale here in Arizona.
Yes, we were probably one of those that actually did CSA. We started that through Prescott College. I'm trying to think around 1999, along in there. So that was probably some DSAs that were very active in Arizona. Now, every farm probably a CSA, even if they have a very small one of 5 or 10 members.
Very interesting.
And you, in addition to the CSAs, y'all actually had a couple farmers markets today as well.
Yeah, we're at the Gilbert Farmers Market today, and also the Pinnacle Peak Market, which is up in Glendale, and then the downtown public market.
So you guys are very busy. And usually on at the Gilbert Market, I run into you, Frank. So you kind of take your seat there.
Yes, uh-huh. Yep. I'll be the guy wearing the hat.
Yeah, so as they say, at some of these really good farmers markets, you're going to get to meet the farmer that's growing the stuff, and you can quiz them on all sorts of crazy questions, and somebody like Frank will pretty much be able to answer most of them.
Yeah, I'll answer any question. I'm usually always at the Gilbert Farmers Market, so if a person wants to come by, say hi. We give people advice on how to grow their garden if they're having problems, and you know, we sell seedlings and all kinds of stuff. We really want to help people out.
And some of the CSAs will always include at least one recipe weekly in the bag. Do you do that, Frank, with yours?
We actually have a place that you go to where we have archived all of our recipes, and you can go in there and you can get a recipe or actually multiple recipes for anything that we've ever had.
Kind of like Fill Your Plate. If you you can go there, and by the way, Frank's on Fill Your Plate, so he's one of our buddies.
Now, Romy, have you ever raised garlic?
That's one crop I have not, and you know,
I never have either.
The thinking about it, when you go to a nursery to pick out your seeds, I don't ever recall
seeing
garlic as a choice.
I never knew anything about it. When Frank says it takes 9 months and you sell it in different stages, why would somebody want it in the very early, immature state? Do you cook with it at that state, or do you have to wait for it to mature out to a particular dried state?
No, you can cook with it at the green stage. You know, it's still strong. It still has a very garlic flavor. You would just sort of chop it up like a green onion. Or some people actually braise it a bit too, little olive oil and stuff. Huh. Yeah.
Now, how long, once it's dried out, will it last?
Well, you know, garlic won't last. Excuse me. Garlic won't last a very long time if it's just laid out. So you would have to refrigerate it, like put it, you know, in your refrigerator or something like that, or someplace where it's cool. But it can last from, let's say that you harvest it and probably along in there, and then you put it in your refrigerator. And if you wanted to replant it again in the fall, you could do that. So it can last for several months if it's taken care of it, but it has to be pretty cold. Otherwise, it'll start to dry out or it'll try to sprout. So it's a little finicky like that.
We're on the line with Mr. Frank Martin of Crooked Sky Farms. We've got Julie Martin in studio here from the Arizona Farm Bureau talking garlic. It's a part of our new home maintenance calendar. Each month, you know, we've got our house to-dos and then we've got our landscape and gardening to-dos, and we picked something that was in harvest or that was tied in. June is milk. Well, that's National Dairy Month, so that tied in. April, I didn't know this at the time, but the National Garlic Day is April 19th, but April is Easter, so we had already put eggs into April. And so it's tied into something current, and garlic is one of the ones listed as something that's coming out of the ground right now, and you can get it locally and fresh. So we brought in a local grower to come join the conversation. And if you've got a question, it's 1-888-767-4348. You can text to 411-923 or email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. All of this that we're talking about, you'd mentioned Fill Your Plate, Julie. It's fillyourplate.org.
Correct. It's our online directory of direct market farmers and ranchers. We have three searchable databases, including recipes, farmers markets, and then, of course, the direct market farm products.
Which is a great tool if you're looking for something local and farm fresh. You can put in your zip code. You can select the item. And the list goes on. Peas, beans, rice.
Everything. Garlic.
Garlic. Exactly. Although I will say rice isn't on there.
Uh-oh. We don't grow rice in Arizona. That's one crop that we don't grow.